are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. The hot summer night. Feel like a mist.
All right, guys. We are on. We are back. How we all doing here? Okay, awesome. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, you know, you just never know. Maybe some of you guys would rather listen to the music. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you got to kind of rock out. And all right, but we are back. We are ready to go. A lot to talk about. I know I heard Glenn Beck got dissed on American Airlines. What was it? Is it a steward? Or we call them flight attendants. It was, I think, a male flight attendant. I'm trying to get the story straight. From what I understand, I guess he had a quote-unquote disappointing experience. The flight attendant fawned all over the other passengers, but only spoke one word to him, slammed a can of soda on his tray. Wait a second. If he got a whole can of soda, you think he was flying first class? I never get a whole can. Wow. I bet he was flying first class. They got a can of soda. Is that really what happens? You know, you become a big, you know, star like Glenn Beck. I mean, if I ever, you know, become a big star, is that what's going to happen to me? I mean, I would just love to fly first class. You know what? I don't even need to fly first class. I would like to have a whole can of some sort of a drink. The problem with those little cups they give you is you go through the drink too quickly. They're big, huge things of ice. I don't know why the ice has to be that big when you drink out of your cup. And then you have the liquid in there. And let's say you're flying. I fly to New York probably four times a year. Flying to New York is about 4.5 hour flight from where I live. That cup really doesn't cover it. Not enough fluids. Okay? And I try to explain to them, I'm Dr. Dahlia. All right? Honestly, everybody should be getting a little bit more fluids. If you take a look at how much they urinate, and you take a look at how many cc's per bladder, per urination, and you look at how many times people get up to go to the bathroom, and then how many people perspire, this little cup with the ice isn't enough to cover the fluid. And yeah, I could see them probably slam down the drink to me too. So, all right. Well, sorry for Glenn Beck, but, boy, people are grumpy. I guess I just heard the Democratic Convention now reinstates Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Have you guys been following this? Have you guys been following this at all? Okay, I'm very, very confused. Because when does a political party get to change geography and change a map? And I guess, in addition to this, they took the, you know, God's name out of, the Democratic policy platform. I don't know if you guys have been kind of watching this, but I guess they originally, the Democratic Party platform wanted the removal of any reference to God in the document. And they also wanted to, not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, I don't know what geography lesson they took or what geography class they had, but Jerusalem is the capital. I mean, yeah, Christians believe in that. Jews believe in that. Even Muslims. There's Jerusalem. Whenever you go and visit Jerusalem, right, you have, people of all nations that honor that geographical distinction. And I guess the Democrats had decided to pull that out. Now, of course, you know, people were yelling and screaming, and I guess it just got reinstated. From what I understand, you need a 2/3 vote. And the Antonio Villaraigosa, sorry if I mispronounced it, convention chairman, proposed the vote. Apparently, people said they couldn't tell that it was a 2/3 vote favor, but he did push it through. And I guess geography still stands. So I'm just kind of a little confused why this had to happen. What's unfortunately something that has been dominating my emails over the last couple of days, and I continually try to clarify, is many of my conservative listeners are asking me why Jews are Democrat and why Jews are supporting Obama. And I'm going to say what I told you last week and the week before and the week before. Most of the Jews I know don't. They're Republican. And I think the media has been manipulating a lot of us, thinking, okay, well, you have, you know, a huge group of voters, and they always vote this way, and that's not the case. And, you know, a lot of us that are non-Democrat are always portrayed wrongly in the news, and then we don't really stand up and have the power in media to correct everybody. Now, true, you know, in the olden days, the Democratic Party was a much different party. And yes, many people of different nationalities and faiths and people coming to this country ended up being welcomed by the Democratic Party, whereas the Republican Party was more of the party that had people that were, you know, fifth generation American, sixth generation American, etc. However, many people that I've seen, right, including, you know, Latinos and Jews and etc., have, you know, looked at the party as, okay, well, we don't just automatically pick a party. We take a look and we see, you know, who does better for the country, who does better for Israel, who does better for us, who does better for our neighbors, etc., and then come up with a vote. And I'm going to tell you right now, most people I know are not extremely happy with the Democratic Party and are Republican. So, you know, to answer your question, I'd like to throw out there, can the media please stop saying that, you know, the Democratic Party is dominated, or the Jewish vote is, dominated by the Democratic Party, because I think that's a fallacy. I think with any religious group, I don't think you could say all Catholics are Republicans, all Mormons are Republicans, all Jews are Republicans. I don't think you could say that. All right. I think we all have enough sense to pick and choose who we want to vote for and which party we want to be affiliated with. But the media, of course, loves to group just in case there's some independents out there going, oh, wait a second, wait a second. All right, I'm Hindu. So if I'm Hindu, I guess I need to vote. I don't know what they're trying to do, but just realize that, you have a huge Jewish vote on the conservative side. Yes, you have a huge Jewish vote on the liberal side, and you have that with multiple different ethnicities and denominations. Just, oh, man, the stereotyping is just driving me crazy. And, yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I know most of you are probably watching the Democratic Convention right now, or have been following it this week. I guess there was an illegal immigrant protest at the Democratic National Convention, and immigration officials have decided not to detain them. The illegal immigrants were arrested by police, about 10 of them. And I guess immigration officials said, no, just go vote in November. I don't know if they said that. They said the immigrants are part of a group of more than 35 protesters that have come across the nation to pressure politicians to create a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Don't we have a pathway for citizenship now, if you go the right way? Protesters arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina, the final stop of the tour, with words that said, no papers, no fear, journey for justice. Are you allowed to go around other countries without your papers? Am I really missing something? Can I go into Brazil or Portugal or Spain and decide to live there for an extended amount of time without having papers? Do I? Use your health care? All right. Teach me if I'm wrong. The protest had been carefully orchestrated to get the attention of Democrats attending the convention. As convention delegates walked past, the protesters sat down at an intersection near Time Warner Arena. If we sit down in an intersection, are we busted for, like, jaywalking or disturbing the peace? An American citizen would probably get arrested. Okay? In Uptown Charlotte, where the convention is being held, some of the immigrants held banners over their heads that were stenciled with the words undocumented. Protesters were arrested by officers, right? And then, let me see. Brian Hale, spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, confirmed that ICE has taken no enforcement action against the Ride for Justice activists. Is ICE on vacation? Do they get to pick and choose when they do their job? What is supposed to be the job of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement? Does anybody know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, ICE. Maybe they're supposed to provide ICE. Maybe they're the ones that bring ICE to the margarita machine. ICE. Maybe we're really misinterpreting what they're supposed to do. Because it sounds like the police are going to them. Because police are under the impression that if you have somebody who's undocumented, we go to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But it seems like, no. They're like, no, we're not going to deport. Well, then what organization does deport illegal immigrants? I just want to know where my taxpaying dollars are going to. I mean, you know, if the police have ICE on their speed dial and it's obsolete or antiquated, and the police need to put a different phone number in on who to call if they have undocumented people here violating laws, then can somebody please inform our police departments, okay? Just, I was under the impression that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division is one that handles that. If they don't, or if they do, but they are taking vacation days, let, I think, government officials and police officials know that, so they aren't wasting time and more taxpaying dollars. Okay, I guess ICE is not, you know, and then my next question is, if we're really getting this, you know, get out of jail free card, how do we U.S. citizens benefit from this? If ICE is taking a very relaxed approach, or, you know, remember that Snoopy Charlie Brown sign, the doctor is in or the doctor is not in? If they have a sign up right now saying out to lunch, is there any way we American citizens can benefit? I mean, they're obviously being pretty laid back and cool, going, nah, you know what, you're undocumented, you're here illegally, we're going to do nothing. I mean, do you think the IRS is going to maybe treat us American citizens now really lightly if we decide not to pay taxes? I mean, I didn't realize that this whole lackadaisical attitude on people living here using our resources without paying is that prevalent. And if that's the case, do we hardworking U.S. citizens that are trying to pay taxes to support the country able to get some time off paying our taxes? I mean, maybe there's something here that we're all really missing, and there's something we could really take advantage of. Now, I'm not telling you to not pay your taxes, but if we have government agencies now not doing their jobs, if everybody's out to lunch, on vacation, not having to deport illegal immigrants, you know, not worried about the cost of things and our budgets, allowing undocumented people that live here to not pay taxes and utilize these services, does that mean us U.S. citizens that are paying, you know, regularly get a break? Of course not, Dr. Dahlia, please. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the IRS is out to lunch also. I mean, aren't they all paid with the same paychecks? You think the IRS will come after us if we don't pay our taxes? Well, then why is that? Why is one government agency going after the Americans, but the other government agencies aren't going after the? No, I don't get that. A little confused. In today's news, immigration law, Arizona's immigration law, the quote unquote show me your papers law, was actually upheld by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton allows police, while enforcing other laws, to question the immigration status of those they suspect are in the country illegally. Which means if you pull somebody aside, questioning them because they're a suspect, you are allowed to say, A, if you're Arizona, okay, are you from Arizona? B, if you're not from Arizona, where are you from? Okay, if you're not from the United States, where are you from? Apparently, police are allowed to do that now. That's horrible. Why? Why? Police ask questions all the time. Have any of you ever been interrogated by a police officer? I mean, they'll ask you about your orifices. They'll ask you about everything, but they can't ask about your immigration status? Well, according to this, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton says that I guess they are allowed. All right. So apparently lawyers for Arizona Governor Jan Brewer urged the judge to let the requirement go into effect, saying the law's opponents were merely speculating in the racial profiling claims that police have received training to avoid discriminatory practices, and that officers must have reasonable suspicion that a person is in the country illegally to trigger the requirement. In her ruling, Judge Bolton said the court will not ignore the clear direction of the Supreme Court that the provision cannot be challenged further on its face before the law takes effect. Face? She reiterated the High Court's interpretation that the law might be able to be challenged as unconstitutional on other grounds. Okay, so what does this mean? What I get is, again, police can ask when they detain somebody, all right, if you are, where are you from? Where are you from? Where were you born? What was that movie from? Where are you born? Where were you born? Why can't we ask everybody where were you born? You know, I went to 12 different schools before I went to college. And I would probably say at every school I was asked, where was I born? In kindergarten, I had to tell people where I was born. In second grade, I had to tell people where I was born. I didn't feel it was racial profiling. My teacher asked me where I was born. The vice principal asked me. The principal asked me. Anytime I got in trouble, they asked me where I was born. I told them where I was born. I remember I had a concussion at school. When I woke up, they asked me, where was I born? Just to see if I was alert and oriented. No, they don't really ask a little kid what's the date. Little kids don't know the day or the date, right? But a lot of kids know where they were born. I was asked where I was born all the time. I still am. People go, Dahlia, where were you born? I was born in Los Angeles. It was Cedars of Lebanon at the time, and now it's Cedars of Sinai Hospital. I don't care. You can ask where I was born. It's fine. If I go out of the country, I'll very proudly tell you where I was born. I was born in the United States. Here's my papers. But Don't Ask, Don't Tell was brought back. I never thought I would see Don't Ask, Don't Tell brought back this quickly, but in a different form. I mean, honestly, the Democrats have been fighting against Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and all of a sudden now we have that back. No, please, please, please don't tell us your immigration status, and we won't ask. Don't tell us, we won't ask. Now, also in immigration news, a lot of immigration news today, people. A Florida judge says that children born of illegal immigrants do get Florida in-state tuition. U.S.-born students of illegal immigrants are eligible for in-state tuition in Florida, if they meet the standard residency requirements. The residency requirements, I do not think, includes paying taxes. Okay? Which means those of us that do pay taxes are going to have to pay out-of-state tuition. If you don't and you snuck in with your folks illegally, in-state tuition. In-state tuition. What a real treat. What a real treat. I don't know if that's the smartest move for them, because how many, you know, U.S. citizens now are going to want to pay out-of-state tuition when they know that other people don't have to? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Come right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-785-6183. That's 1-800-785-6183.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Houston writes, Doctor, what is the penalty for not paying your income tax? I mean, again, I'm not a tax lawyer or tax attorney, but isn't that tax evasion? I mean, I believe the penalties range anywhere from being fined to being thrown in jail. Right? Many people have gone to jail for tax evasion. Haven't they? Yeah. So I guess the penalties for not paying your taxes, if you're a U.S. citizen, ranges anywhere from being penalized more money to going to jail. All right. Now, I see where you're going with this. So then with illegals, what penalty should they have? Well, if we're not going to deport them, I mean, this is what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking. And for those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess at the Democratic National Convention, a bunch of illegal, undocumented immigrants were arrested by police, and ICE decided that they're not going to deport them, let them go. And so I guess, you know, what we're trying to figure out and dissect and mull through is what agency is supposed to handle illegal immigration, and if that agency is out to lunch, right, or taking vacation, then is the IRS also on vacation And then as U.S. citizens don't have to pay our taxes either. So we're just trying to figure out if the whole government is now kind of having this whole lackadaisical attitude, you know, kind of spring fever type of thing, even though we're in September, do any of us American citizens get to benefit? Now, from what we just heard today, a judge in Florida rules that if you are a child, a U.S.-born child of illegal immigrants, you, here's the thing. Now, U.S.-born children of illegal immigrants have a right to Florida tuition. Okay, so if your parents snuck you in or snuck in and then they decided to get pregnant and have you while they were within the borders, you still get to utilize Florida tuition, okay? My answer to that is then do away with all out-of-state tuition because you're making everybody mad that lives out of state, that pays their taxes, that has done everything by the book, and they have to pay out-of-state tuition when they decide to go to Florida. Or they decide to go to California, or they decide to go to Texas. I mean, honestly, it really doesn't make sense when the Americans that are paying taxes and doing things correctly are penalized more than somebody who didn't go the proper pathway. And if the judge thinks, no, they were born here, they're here in Florida, they get to benefit from in-state tuition, well, then just let all of us benefit from in-state tuition. Because out-of-state tuition stinks. You know, my kids are, what, 7th grade and 4th grade now? Thank God. You know, I got to start thinking about college in the next few years. I know I should have started thinking years ago, but, you know, it's really hard to save when you're paying student loans, right? Trying to run an office, break into radio, and then the recession hits. So I, you know, we'll do what we can college-wise. But I always thought it would be wonderful to send my kids to a, you know, California University, Florida University, Texas University. It's just the out-of-state tuition is really prohibitive. But it looks like we made the mistake of being U.S. citizens. We probably should have left the country, given up our citizenship, and then snuck in, had the babies, then in-state, and then we're going to save thousands upon thousands of dollars of in-state tuition. Who knew? So I guess they're just going to go in-state. I'm not going to shell out. I don't even think I'll have that kind of money by then to shell out. I need more advertisers on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, now you guys know why you got to advertise on the Dr. Dahlia Show. No, but honestly, I don't know how to pull that kind of money together. I mean, the difference between out-of-state tuition versus in-state tuition. You know, I think I went to probably one of the best medical schools I could have gone to, the University of Nevada School of Medicine, Reno. And then I was very lucky to go my last year to UCLA for my last year. But if I could have done it any different, I wouldn't have. I love the fact that I went to UNR, School of Medicine. Phenomenal school. I learned so much. It was a small class size, so I got a lot of hands-on. I was delivering babies and doing hysterectomies and performing appendectomies as a medical student because we were practicing in Vegas. We were going up and down the state throughout the state, and we were, we were really underserved medically. And so us medical students, we jumped in and I learned so much, but thank heavens I paid in-state tuition. I could not have afforded to go to medical school at a state tuition. Yeah, I took loans, but still in-state tuition. I think I left with about 80 grand of loans. Right? I mean, now trying to get to medical school, easily a couple $100,000 feet. Cause again, many people go out of state. So we're going to start seeing more of an argument for many of us citizens to just not do the whole out-of-state thing. Now, luckily, some people get scholarships, okay? You know, from what I understand, my brother was able to go out-of-state to California because he got a scholarship. He was really smart, got a full ride. I got a full ride to UNLV with my grade, so of course I stayed, you know, at UNLV. That was wonderful. Academic scholarship, no, not sports. What sport does it sound like I could do, especially enough to get a full ride academic scholarship? I mean, I used to run, but not enough for someone to pay me money for. And when I didn't wear a sports bra, it was actually pretty frightening. So, are they trying to dissuade us from going out of state? You know, why would I pay out of state tuition to a California university if a illegal immigrant gets to pay in-state? Well, Dr. Dahlia, you get to pay in state tuition if you pay taxes in the state. That's why. Well, I get that, but is the illegal immigrant pay taxes in the state? So I don't know. I don't get this whole tax code, in-state, out-of-state tuition. All I know is it sounds like if you're a tax-paying individual in America, you kind of get the worst brunt of it. You know, you get the rump part of the rump roast. And it actually, that is a juicy piece of meat. What analogy do I want to do? You get the pinky toe of the pig's foot? That? No? You get the forget it. You guys got the point. And, but all I do know is I am paying taxes paycheck after paycheck. And if ICE is deciding not to deport anybody, can I pay less taxes? Because it sounds like they're on vacation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of out-of-state schools, one out-of-state school that attracted me years ago was Harvard, okay? And I went to four different high schools out of the 12 schools I went to. I went to four different high schools, and one of my high schools at Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona, was a school that really concentrated on SAT scores and doing well on the SAT and kids going to Ivy League. So a couple of my classmates went to MIT, a couple went to Harvard, a couple went to Yale. I got a great score on my SAT, a 1450 on my SAT. And, you know, they were really prepping us for that. Of course, my family said, look, you can get into Harvard, but we don't have money for it. So I knew I was going to go to in-state or community college anyway. Well, apparently, remember there were a bunch of students that were busted for cheating. Apparently, the Harvard University students are now fighting back. There are about 20 students and graduates who have gone to the media to tell their side of the story anonymously, saying they were skipping classes, sharing notes, collaborating on tests, but it was condoned by the professor. Now, what class were these Harvard students cheating in? You want to know the name of the course? Introduction to Congress. Can't make this stuff up. Yeah, they were cheating on the course, Introduction to Congress. Now, of course, many of them are freaked out that this may ruin them and they may not ever, you know, be able to get a job again. Well, I'm not surprised. All right. And then I guess we have a Harvard. What happened here? Let me see if I pulled this up. All right. Sorry. My computer's acting up. We also have Mark Hauser, I believe the ex-Harvard professor who, quote unquote, faked data in experiments. What's going on with Harvard and cheating? Come on, people. It's Harvard. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Does whitening your teeth just want to make you scream? Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096. That's 1-800-867-2096.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Excuse me. I tell you, I'm getting old. All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know. Hey, you know what? Not bad for being 6 days post-op. I had surgery 6 days ago for my umbilical hernia. Yes, you're going to hear about it. I'm complaining about it still. Hey, you got to cut me some slack. I am doing pretty damn good for having had surgery a few days ago, not being able to poop in over a week. All right. Yeah, I sound a little grumpy today, but I'm tired of it. I mean, I see what paychecks I bring home. Most of it goes to taxes. I'm tired of it. Now, speaking of taxes, do you guys hear about this? A New York court has to decide if a lap dance is tax-exempt art. Apparently, there is a New York strip club that says its naked lap dances are, well, yeah, I guess some lap dances you're dressed. I don't go into these clubs, so I really don't know what happens. But my guess is you could have a lap dance where they wear clothes, or you could go into a back room where they don't wear clothes. Okay? They say the state tax department and an appeals court disagree and want the Night Moves Club in Albany to pay up to $124,000 it says it owes taxes. New York's highest court gets a shot at the arguments Wednesday. Oh, that's today. When the two sides, for, no, or next Wednesday. When the two sides face off at the Court of Appeals, tax officials say sales taxes were paid on the club's non-alcoholic drinks, but are also owed on admission and so-called couch sales, where patrons pay for private or lap dances. By the way, if you ever buy resale furniture, I probably would have bought a couch from a club like that. Night Moves claims the dances are exempt under state tax law as live, dramatic, or musical arts performances. The exemption also applies to theater and ballet. The club is relying on testimony from a cultural anthropologist who has studied exotic dance and visited Night Moves. Oh, please. Okay, well, that means every man I know is a cultural anthropologist who's studied exotic dance. Oh, I got to do my thesis on this, Mom. What? Where are you going? W. Andrew McCullough, attorney for Night Moves, of course, there's an attorney involved, said the impact of the eventual court ruling probably won't be widespread because most establishments featuring exotic dancers sell alcohol where other tax rules apply. So this is a very unique case. They say that the fact that the dancers remove all or part of their costume does not render such dance routines as something less than choreographed performances. Are you telling me lap dancers are as proficient as a ballerina? I see a lot of patients who are dancers. And I have to admit, there's actually workout classes. I've even been thinking about doing that. Pole dancing. Pole dancing, you could be dressed and do pole dancing, is actually phenomenal for your abdominal muscles, right? And these classes, I hear, are pretty fun. You know, they got the music. You know, it's you and a bunch of girls, right, fooling around on a pole. I mean, different poles, of course, and you're working your abdominal muscles. And it's a way to lose weight and exercise. They're called pole dancing classes. It's not just in Las Vegas. They have them everywhere. And, yes, pole dancing is very difficult to do. I can't pole dance. If I could, I wouldn't be in radio because I'd be making a lot more money. But, you know, I see ballet. I mean, I don't go to a ballet. But, you know, I took ballet when I was in the second grade, and that was very difficult. And so I don't think doing a lap dance is as difficult as doing ballet. I just don't. Now, I'm not saying doing a lap dance is easy. I'm sure lap dances are very difficult because, you know, you only have the lap, I guess, to stand on. I know, you don't stand on the lap. Come on, that's funny. Lap dance, you got to just stand on the lap. Okay. All right, so anyway, these guys are trying to get out of paying taxes. Now, okay, what I don't understand is, wait a second. Why are they under so much scrutiny and having so much difficulty with these judges with paying taxes when we have the undocumented workers just coming to and fro and not paying taxes? You see what I mean? We're spending all our tax-paying dollars going after Americans, whereas people that aren't paying taxes, I mean, they're even at the DNC, they're even holding signs saying, I'm undocumented, I'm not here, I'm all right. Well, then pay your taxes, please. Just pay. I don't get it. So anyway, here's an example of from what we understand to be American citizens having an American company or having a company which they pay taxes, and they are not allowed to evade taxes. I don't know. Maybe they need to leave the country, lose their citizenship, come back, and then they don't have to pay their taxes. But right now, them trying to make an argument that a lap dance is tax exempt because it's art, I think does not hold a lot of water. Right. Now, do you have to hold the drinks when you lap dance? I mean, because I got to tell you, that would be work. You know, trying to keep, no, you serve the drinks. See, I don't, my husband would know. He wouldn't admit to know, but I know he's had lap dances. I mean, before he married me. I don't think he's had any since he's married me. Not by me, of course. I mean, you know, going to these places. But I think you sit there, for those of you that, you know, are sitting next to your wives right now listening to the radio going, gosh, I wish Dahlia would explain to us what a lap dance is because I've never seen one in my life. I'll teach you. I think you get to sit there and the woman comes over and I guess, rather than dancing behind you, she dances in front of you because it's a lap dance. If not, it'd be a tushy dance. And you get to watch her dance. And, from what I understand, they're supposed to dance very sexy. It's supposed to be a sexy type of dance. You know, they move their hips. They move, many times they're topless. And I guess they get more tips. The less clothes they wear, I guess more money. Now, there's supposedly a room some people go to when they're getting a lap dance, and The lap dances have some bonuses to them. I don't know what those are because nobody ever admits to them. And in some places, it's illegal to have those bonuses. But again, I don't think it required any choreography. And I don't think it has the same amount of, shall we say, Broadway crediting as other sort of dance and routines have. So, yeah. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. By the way, big thanks to Talk Superstation for tuning in. Big thanks to XM Satellite for sending the show out. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We have Donovan and Kyle working the dials. Right now they're shaking their heads going, she has absolutely no clue what a lap dance is. That's what they do. They dance in front of your lap. They either have clothes on or they don't have clothes. Sometimes they step on your lap. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they turn around, right? And then sometimes you go to a back room. And there's the choreography. I bet I could choreograph a lap dance. I've choreographed before. I could choreograph dance. I've just never choreographed a lap dance because I've choreographed jazz and, you know, some rock dance. You know, whatever was going on in the 80s. I could choreograph that. Okay, so some of you are probably going, Dr. Dahlia, there was absolutely no medical news today. Here's the only piece of medical news that came out. Apparently a judge says that the state of Massachusetts has to pay for an inmate's sex reassignment surgery who was actually convicted of murder. The ruling was handed down by U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf this week, ordering Massachusetts prison officials to provide sex reassignment surgery to inmate Michelle Kosalek, formerly of Mansfield, Massachusetts. She was born male, received hormone replacement treatments, now lives as a woman in the all-male prison, was named Robert when married to a Cheryl Kosalek and convicted of murdering her in 1990. Apparently, he had said that he was in transsexual transition while he was married to the wife he murdered. At the time of the murder, I guess she left two sons. And I don't know why it's the state's responsibility to pay for this. But I guess from what we understand, let me see. It said Massachusetts State Senator Scott Brown said the decision was an abuse of taxpaying dollars. He apparently had tried to ban legislation to use taxpayer funds to fund surgery in prison. Typically cost $10,000 to $15,000. All right. Well, people in Massachusetts get to pay for sex changes and murderers. That's what we're paying taxes for. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stop Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.